This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:48, 12 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, looking forward to our own rite of spring that happens late March every year, Louisiana Crawfish Boil Championships at in Marrero at our late, I can't have the name of the school in front of me, Immaculate Conception School. How can I forget that? Scott Walker joins us now, co-chair of Louisiana Crawfish Boil Championships, along with Chris Cortez, the other co-chair. To be clear, it's not Councilman Scott Walker. I got a text from Pat Connick telling me Scott Walker was coming on, and then that led to all kinds of confusion. But we got it cleared up now. Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Good morning.
I don't know if you can see each other or not. I don't know who's going to talk first, but I'll direct the conversation. Scott, tell me about this year's Crawfish Boil Championships.
Well, you know, we're really excited despite the forecast, but we're going to go full speed ahead. We have gathered almost 50 teams to boil at least 300 pounds each of crawfish, all for the claim to stake their claim to the best crawfish in Louisiana. How can you not get excited about that?
I got to tell you, Chris Cortez, haven't been there numerous years, and I know Kim a long time, DeMarco, and also the people over there put this on, the Crawfish Championships. Y'all do a tremendous job, and I don't even know how to go about describing in words how big it is and how many things there are to do there. So maybe you can take that part?
Yes, sir. We'll have rides. We'll have bands for both nights on Friday and Saturday. We have ride booths. We're going to have craft people who sell vendors selling their products as well, ice cold beer, and a lot of crawfish.
So you said tonight. It starts tonight and then goes through tomorrow? I thought it was only one day. I'm confused.
No, we have a pre-boil party tonight. It starts from 6 to 10. It is free to the public. We will be selling crawfish tonight because it is a pre-boil event, and then we'll also have a band, Louisiana Landfall, coming on at 7 p.m.
So it's free tonight. The music's free. You get in free. You got to buy your crawfish tomorrow, though, Scott Walker. It's pay one price, and you get admission to everything. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So if you go online now, they're only $35. As of midnight tonight, they're going to go up to 40 at the gate. So anybody that's planning on coming, I'd go online now before the end of the day, before midnight, and get your tickets.
And there was some questions about the weather, but again, I think the National Weather Service, I'm not trying to diminish anything.
What's wrong with the weather?
Well, I think they backed off. No, but I think they backed off a little bit about from severe weather and everything else. So you may have to dodge a couple of raindrops. But there are tents where you eat your crawfish and so forth, so you're not going to let that stop you, right?
Oh, absolutely. So we have plenty of tents available for them to duck under. But, I mean, when the crawfish is that good, I mean, you just have to sacrifice, you know, Tommy. You got to do what you got to do, and you get your crawfish. So maybe the rain might keep one or two more people away from eating crawfish, but that's more for you and me.
I hear you, and I'm, you know, I'm going to be one of the judges as I am every year, and I'm honored to be asked to do that. But let me ask you individually, Scott. I feel like I'm not worthy to be a judge because I'll sit next to people like Ian McNulty and even the president, the priest that's the head of Shaw. I forgot his name. Next to him, and he'll say a little bit too much garlic here, or Ian will say they got a little hint of this or that. To me, it's either good or it's not. So I feel like I'm not doing them justice a lot of times. What makes the perfect boiled crawfish, Scott, to you?
Well, I mean, I think you just hit it on the head. I mean, it's different for everybody. So for you sat in the judging room. I mean, it's pretty expansive the way they do this. and it passes the test of many different taste buds, many different opinions. And for them all to agree, I think then you have a general consensus that, man, this one's pretty good.
But what do you
But you may like it? Spicy. I may like more lemon. You know how it goes.
So what do you like, a lot of lemon?
I am a lemon guy. I like a little bit of spice, you know. Kim likes a lot of – you know Kim. She likes a lot of spice.
How about you, Chris?
I'm a garlic lover, so the more garlic, the better.
I'm sitting next to him. That's true.
Is Kim there with you?
She is.
She likes the. I'm gonna say this to make her laugh. She likes the crawfish because it's more reason to drink cold beer. That's why she likes them spicy. There you go. I knew she'd agree with that. Look, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. And you guys, I gotta say this.
We have a lot of cold beer.
All right, you gotta help me. That's right. And I will say this that. You guys do a tremendous job when it comes to the event and the fun and the bands and the music and serving people and everything else. But yeah, especially when it comes to judging, it is the most organized form of judging that I have ever seen. I think it's very, very fair. As you said, Scott, I think a lot of people get to weigh in and vote, and it's scientific the way it distills down. And then I have the honor of sitting at the judges' table and kind of casting a vote on all of that. Somebody wrap it up for me real quick here about the Crawfish Boil Championships tonight and tomorrow.
Well, like we said, we're excited about it, and we're very grateful to our premier sponsor, Gulf Coast Bank. Look, because I see people going to say, am I going to go? There might be some rain. Just suck it up. We're going to have some great crawfish and a good time. We've got some great bands, and I think everything's going to be okay. A little rain never hurt anybody.
I think some of the best times I've ever had have been in the rain, believe it or not. Tell me how you get tickets.
Online at icschargers.org.
Yes. And it'll steer you through Eventbrite, Tommy. Real easy.
All right. I'll see y'all tomorrow. All right. Have fun
all
tonight.
Right.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Looking
Take
forward it easy. To it.
Buy Kim a beer for me, please.
Sure will.
All right. She'll get me for that tomorrow. 8:54, 6 till 9, Louisiana Crawfish Boil Championships. You go to eventbrite.com/Louisiana Crawfish Boil. Get your tickets as well. Traffic now, WWL.